Hello and welcome back for another caffeine-fueled episode of Dave Wright's Short Story Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Wright. After last week's more bleak story, I've decided to go for something a little more happy and uplifting. This one does feature a heart attack, but it's in a good way. Just trust me. As always, at the end of the episode, I'll talk a bit more about the story, where it came from, how it came together, or anything else that comes to mind. So if you're interested, then stick around at the end. For now, today's story is called Sophie and Weaver. It had snowed during the night. Even wearing the thickest layers she owned, Sophie felt the cold deep in her bones. They ached with the passage of time. As she set the hearth and got the fire going, it was slow work, her joints protesting each and every movement. The old house she lived in was in serious need of repairs. The thatching on the roof was no longer holding the cold at bay. The wind ripped right through the wooden planking of the doors, adding a cruel bite to the air. Sophie thought, not for the first time, about using some of her meager savings to pay for Johnny the blacksmith down in the village to come up and at least fix the worst of the holes in the front and back door. She knew if she asked, he would do it and refuse payment, but Sophie did not get to where she was by taking charity. Her pride would not allow it, and in the cold, dark moments of the early morning, she'd have to admit to herself her pride was the only reason she was able to keep living. The logs on the hearth had caught and were starting to fight off the chill in the air. Sophie pulled on the oven mitts that hung over the fire that doubled as her only pair of gloves, picking up the kettle with a barely audible grunt of effort that she still resented. She headed outside to the water butt, using the kettle to break the ice that formed on top, filled the kettle and shuffled back through the snow and inside. Her mind wandered as it did so much these days. She began the slow process of preparing the porridge and looked longingly at the basket of eggs that had been left at her door yesterday by someone. She knew it was old Widow Tranky that had left it, but would never talk to her about it, never admit how much she appreciated the little tokens left that keep her going. With the kettle bubbling away now, the porridge hanging over the fire, Sophie decided to treat herself and have some eggs. She knew she should save them to bulk up her dinner, but in the back of her mind, she knew that her days were running out. Why save them when she might not even get the chance to enjoy them? Standing in front of the now roaring hearth, thankful to Johnny for the logs he kept supplying for her without question or payment, the heat was slowly reaching into her bones and dispelling the chill and weariness. The slither of lard in the pan was popping and bubbling. Sophie cracked two of the precious eggs into the pan and held it over the fire. She could use the stand for the frying pan, but it was warm and comfortable to be this close. Lost in thought, Sophie did not notice the colors starting to form and twist, flowing off the pan in wisps of smoke like an oil slick evaporating into the cold dawn air. There was a sparkle and pop in the air. Sophie knew that sound in her soul. She had heard it so many times before, so when the handsome man appeared floating in the air next to her, she did not flinch. Dressed flamboyantly in tights as dark as pitch, with sparks of light crawling over them, the belt was a staggeringly bright gold that was difficult to look at. The puffy shirt with so much lace that it was almost drowned out the cravat that erupted from the neckline. Sophie found herself smiling into the man who was decades her junior, who lounged in the air without a care in the world, the shock of blonde hair radiating around his head in a way that would have been ridiculous. However, the confidence of this man flowed off him in waves.
"Back again, I see, Weaver,"
Sophie said, trying to not show just how much his appearance warmed her, more than the roaring fire in front of her ever did. The floating man fired off a wink that should have been arrested for public indecency before his lilting voice filled the small room of the cottage wall to wall. "Sophie, my love, as radiant as ever, I love what you've done with yourself today." Sophie couldn't stop herself from raising one mitted hand to pat the tight iron gray bun she had pulled her hair into. Weaver looked her over in such a way that made her feel half her age, even though she was standing in her woolen-lined boots that were more fray than boot now, the old black dress that didn't even pretend that she had curves anymore, and the apron that was scorch-marked and stained and probably older than she was.
"Weaver, you know not to just drop in. What if someone saw you?"
her mouth pulled tight as I was dragged into a smile at the man. If you had another man here, I would understand, my love, although I would have to fight him for your honor. Weaver said with a flourish, as if throwing down a gauntlet at an imaginary foe. Still smiling, Sophie looked back to her eggs, and with a cry pulled them away from the fire. They were getting burnt. She threw them down on the scarred tabletop and scowled at Weaver.
Damn it! If they're inedible, I will never forgive you, Weaver.
He brought his hands to his heart as if wounded, and began to open his mouth to say something. Sophie cut him off with a swipe of her still mitted hand.
No, Weaver. I have told you before. No magic. I do not agree to your pact.
A look of pain flashed behind those smiling eyes of his for a moment, and then was replaced with the usual twinkle. As you wish, my love, Weaver said as he began to float around the cottage. Sophie grunted and pulled the kettle and then the porridge off the hearth and served it up. She took a moment for self-pity as she looked at her meager breakfast in the only crockery she owned, before banishing those thoughts. Others had it harder than her. She shouldn't feel sorry for herself. Also, how many women have had a djinn chasing them for their entire adult life? Sitting down slowly, Sophie felt like she did everything slowly these days. She began to break her fast. She watched while Weaver floated around the confines of her little cottage, humming to himself, creating little sparks of light and warmth. His bejeweled slippers tapping along the ground, the walls, the ceiling, as he floated. Sophie still remembered him showing up on her 18th name day in a burst of light and sound. The most beautiful man she had ever laid eyes on had appeared and declared his undying love and asked for her hand in marriage. She knew of djinns and the fickleness of their nature and turned him down. He had promised her riches, the world, everlasting youth. She refused. Sophie had thought that would be it. He left dejected. She didn't think that many women turned down such a request. What followed, however, was a lifelong chase. He was never jealous. Sophie had buried two husbands, one from war, one from illness. Weaver never asked her while she was married. However, he would still appear to, well, talk with her. Weaver became her closest friend, her longtime companion. However, while her body and mind was ravaged by time, Weaver stayed the same exuberant and fanciful young man. Sophie had considered his proposal many, many times. How could she not? It got harder and harder for her to stick to her principles now, when just existing was painful, when two fried eggs for breakfast was considered treating herself. Sophie felt a tightness in her chest. It was unnatural and hard in a way. She was used to aches and pains, but this was different. Putting down her spoon, she held her hand to her heart and shuddered with pain that seemed to radiate from under her chest. Instantly, Weaver was beside her. My love, what's wrong? Forcing her hand away, Sophie shook her head.
Nothing, Weaver, just old age.
He hovered next to her for a beat too long, but then floated away to look at her cabinet of treasures, little knick-knacks that she had collected over the years or had been sent back by her now distant children from faraway lands.
So, Weaver,
Sophie tried to say as nonchalantly as possible.
Have you changed your mind?
Weaver stiffened, and Sophie could see him vibrate in the air with the effort of containing himself. Quietly, though, as if he was talking to the Bierstein in the cabinet, he spoke. No, my love. The pact is always there for you. Pushing her eggs around the plate, the pain in her chest grew.
I become yours, and what do I get?
Even softer, as if he couldn't believe he was having this conversation. My love, the pact has not changed. Weaver paused and just floated there. Sophie had never seen Weaver at a loss for words. It is I who has changed. He turned then, and she saw the djinn in him, saw the rage and hatred in his eyes that he was barely controlling. Sophie knew she should feel afraid, but this was Weaver. His face contorted as she watched him force the words out into the air. I become yours. Sophie couldn't believe it. In all the stories, you became a slave of the djinn in return for riches and life. However, it was never what you thought it would be. It took her less than a painful heartbeat to decide. Johnny stepped out of his forge, wiping his brow. This horse was a bugger to shoe, but he prided himself on being able to get a shoe onto anything. He just needed a break. There was a ripping, thundering sound that broke the morning stillness over the village. It came from Stubborn Sophie's cottage, sitting at the edge of the village. A burst of sparks and ribbons of color erupted from the small building, blowing the roof clean off. Till the day he died, Johnny would swear that he saw what had to be the daughter he never knew Sophie had fly through the village, hand in hand with the most outrageously dressed man he had ever seen. Both laughing, both crying, the burst of warmth and love he felt as they flew past filled Johnny with happiness he had never felt before or since. That was Sophie and Weaver. The inspiration for this story came from a piece of art from an artist who goes by the name Chukula from the Czech Republic. I butchered the name, but I will link to the picture in the show notes. It's a beautiful watercolor style piece. While trawling the net, I found the art and something about it really spoke to me. So after I'd stared at it for far too long, I started writing. Of course, I had no idea what the story behind it was. I like to keep it that way so the story I come up with is my own, it's not coloured by whatever I might know about the piece or where it's from. So I started with the old lady who was called Sophie in the art. I pictured her as living by herself in an old cottage, kind of grouchy and almost done with life. Still, so stubborn that she would not go down without a fight, continuing to keep living through sheer force of will at this point. So I began to write her morning routine. Her habits would be set in stone, so each day would be the same. Then Weaver appeared in the air, the rakish young man, obviously magical in appearance, and it just fit in my mind that he had been chasing this woman for her hand in marriage since he had first laid eyes on her. What was 80 years to an immortal? He loved her, not for her beauty, as that fades, so he kept chasing her, never giving up. The heart problems Sophie experiences just happened in the writing. I didn't see it coming. Sitting there about to eat her meager breakfast when the pain began. Sophie had known for most of her life that she would end up accepting the pact with Weaver, but her stubbornness would not let her into it gracefully. She loves him too. I think that's why the heart pain happened in the story. She needed a way to accept the pact while still keeping her pride intact. So in the end, I like to think, as they fly away together to begin the life anew, that Sophie would occasionally be able to say, no, Weaver, I accepted just to save my life, not because of you. And Weaver would smile and say, yes, dear, of course. They both know it's a lie, but it's a fun one. The ending, I know, is a bit weird as it changes perspective suddenly. However, I really liked my mental image of Johnny the blacksmith stepping away from an incredibly hard job to see the aftermath of Sophie accepting the pact. I did not want to write the change of her appearance from her perspective, as that's not important. I didn't want her becoming young and beautiful again, being the outcome of her accepting. I wanted to show the love between Weaver and Sophie when they were finally together. That was the true ending. When I went to contact the artist for permission to show their artwork next to the piece, I found out the characters were called Sophie and Howl. They are from an established work, Howl's Moving Castle, a Miyazaki film produced by Studio Ghibli. I've never seen it, much to my weeb shame. Well, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's story. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, you can find me on my website, davewrights.com. That's Dave, WRIGHTS.com. I also have a Patreon because of course I do. Again, details on my website. I'm looking forward to you all joining me again for next week's episode. Take care.